Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanti. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Kevin Taylor, and my card was charged apparently for these vitamins, and I'm trying to get the money back on my card because I never authorized them to take this amount of money. It was two charges on my card for close to $100 each.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
07202.
Your first and last name, please.
Kevin Taylor.
And for security reasons, may you please verify your address for me?
654 Maple Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Thank you. I see that you have the mail enhancement.
It's one, I guess it's called the Maximum Strength Booster and the Advanced Mail Enhancer.
Yes. I can offer you a 35% discount on all future orders.
No, I don't want no orders, period. I don't even know why my card was charged.
You don't remember ordering this for $4.97?
Hey, I saw it online, and I paid the $4.97 to get it shipped. And then all of a sudden, now my card, and that was October 19th, and now my card has been charged twice today for these pills. And I have to pay my rent, and I need my money back on my card. I'm going through. I was looking for this number. I called other numbers. The number that was on my credit card, I called, and I finally looked at my email and saw this number. And now I get a chance to talk with someone to take care of this matter.
I would really hate to lose you as a customer. I can give you a 50% discount on all future orders.
No, I don't want no orders. I just want the money to be returned back on my card.
Yes, I can't refund you. The only thing I could do is give you a 75% discount on all future orders. We don't. Our sales are final.
I never authorized the sale. That's what I'm saying. How you charge someone and I never.
You say you remember paying the shipping of $4.97.
I paid the shipping.
Yes.
I paid the shipping. And that's it. What that has to do with the $100, $200 that had to be taken out for two different vitamins?
It's a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. If you don't call and cancel in the 14 days, then on the 15th day, you're billed the full amount of those trial products. There's two trial products, so you got charged twice for those trial products.
That's what I'm saying to you. What happened was I just saw the vitamins, and I was like, oh, let me get this, right? And I paid for the shipping. Once I read the fine print, I called the next day and canceled, and now my card is being charged. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yes, I don't have any record of you calling and canceling or calling in, but are you sure it wasn't another product you called in and canceled?
No, this is the only product I ordered online. I'm very adamant about using my card online, and this is the only product I called, and I called in the next day. I was like, oh, shit. They're going to try to charge my card? No, I can't afford to have that. So that's why I called the next day, because I knew, you know. And now my card is being charged. I'm like, this is crazy. And then, how can you use vitamins within 40 days to know if it works or not? 14 days. You know, that's why when I called before, I said, listen, 14 days is not enough time for me to recognize it if these vitamins work or not. So that's another reason.
Okay, well, I'm going to cancel your account and give you a cancellation code.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in cat, 9, B as in dog, 7, D as in dog, F as in fox, 14764. You need me to repeat it?
Let me repeat it to you. C 9D7DF14764.
Right.
So they put the money back on the card right away?
I can't refund you because the sales are final, so there's nothing I can do.
So what is this code for?
It's just letting you know that your account is canceled. You aren't receiving any more product or any more charges.
Right. So what they're going to do about the money? So I have to fight for my money?
No, the charges are valid. There's nothing we can do.
No. How can the charges be valid? And I told you I called. And you just telling me you don't have no documentation, so I just got to take a loss. That's what you're saying to me.
No, there's no documentation of you calling me in.
I called the next day. Can you look on your screen? It was October 19th. I think I ordered October 18th. I ordered.
If you called the next day, then they would have had made you pay a cancellation fee. Did you pay an early cancellation fee?
No, because I called right away and I told them I wasn't paying no cancellation fee. That's the reason probably why they just charged my card outright, because I had a argument with them telling them I'm not paying no cancellation fee.
Yes, sir. There's no record of your call. So the only thing I could do is cancel your account.
All right. You cancel your account, right? Okay, that's fine. But the money is the issue.
There's nothing I can do.
So who can do something there?
Nobody. We're all under the same people. So we're all going to tell you the same thing that all shares are final.
So hear what I'm saying. There's no supervisor there over y'all?
There is, but we're all going to tell you the same thing.
I need to speak to a supervisor or someone, because then I got to go back and forth. I mean, put it like this. It happened today, right? Y'all didn't get the money yet. It's depending on my account. So the problem is now the account is in dispute. I'm trying to just settle it with y'all instead of me going back and forth to try to fight for my money for the next 90 days. So
okay.
It's not, you're telling me the supervisors can't say, okay, you know what, just end this?
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. Please hold.
I know that's right. He has things on, they do the setup.